You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4. At yesterday's Prime Minister's Questions, Theresa May was asked about safe spaces on university campuses. The idea, adopted by many student unions, is that people should not be made to feel uncomfortable or unwelcome on the basis of their gender, race, sexual orientation, or other aspects of their identity. Critics say that these are spaces where people are not to be offended and that they stifle and shut down debate. The Prime Minister agrees.
We want our universities not just to be places of learning, but to be places where there can be open debate, which is challenged, and people can get involved in that. And I think everybody is finding this concept of safe spaces quite extraordinary, frankly. We want to see that innovation of thought taking place in our universities. That's how we develop as a country, as a society, and as an economy, and I absolutely agree with my honourable friend.
Well, Rehan Mansour is Community and Welfare Officer at the London School of Economics Students Union, which last year considered banning a group campaigning for more free speech on campus. And in our Edinburgh studio, Charlie Peters, who's an undergraduate at Edinburgh University and started campaigning last year against safe spaces. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Charlie Peters, what made you start to do that?
Well, I think first off, when I turned up at university, I saw that my study was being branded as a safe space and not an intellectual space, and that's what I think university should be. I think academic freedom and the ability to listen to and respond to an argument is the most basic ideal of education, and I saw that safe spaces go against this and for that reason should be opposed.
But in practical terms, were there debates that, you know, would have happened that didn't because of this idea of the university being a safe space?
Absolutely. Across the UK, we've seen a number of quite important debates being cancelled or speakers being no platformed is the term they use, because their ideas are deemed to be too difficult or simply too different for students to hear.
Rehan Mansour, at LSE, do you have a safe space policy?
So we don't have a formal safe space policy, but we also have a no platforming policy. So LSE historically has never banned anyone from speaking out. I think there are some problematic concepts with the no platforming, but I argue that safe spaces are necessary.
Why do you believe they're necessary?
So I think part of the rhetoric surrounding safe spaces today is misinformed. A lot of people talk about safe spaces sort of as an insulated environment. And what really the function of safe spaces are is an intermediary step, an opportunity for people who are uncomfortable speaking out into the majority to have a forum in which they can debate ideas amongst themselves and then forward bring these ideas. So a really good example of this is the women's suffragette movement, right? They collected together as a group of women and decided that the best term of action was to fight for the right to vote. And then from that point, then lobbied the larger society about this.
All right, but look at some of the things that have been happening at the LSE. For example, the rugby club was suspended at one point after it published sexist leaflets that called women trollops and slags. That did happen, didn't it?
It did.
Right. Why was it not just... Why ban them for that rather than just publicise what they were doing and get them to apologise?
I mean, we did publicise what they were doing and we did get them to apologise. But
they were also suspended.
Right, and that was the decision of the former General Secretary. But I think given the culture of lad culture here in the UK and particularly of the rugby culture at LSE, that at that time, I can't speak for that because that wasn't my decision, but that was considered a necessary action.
But more recently, your students' union even considered banning a group that was campaigning for more freedom of speech on campus, a campaigning group called Speakeasy.
Yes. So that initially started as a joke, so to ban sort of Speakeasy to have the freedom of speech, and sort of the joke was that it would be ironic. But it opened actually a larger debate about what it means to have freedom of speech on campus and to what extent do protections go in place. But I think having those debates are necessary. The debate to ban Speakeasy was also part of that.
Charlie Peters, do you think then that the point Rehan Mansour is making is that people are essentially getting too worked up about the idea of safe spaces, that there's some kind of interim stage of a campaign?
Well, no, not at all. Actually, I think the logic used doesn't really make any sense. It's, I mean, Orwell gave us this term, doublethink, and it seems to be that the argument is, in order to expand freedom of speech, we need to reduce freedom of speech. I'm not sure why that's legitimate. And also, I mean, at Edinburgh in April, we had this case with a safe space where someone had a safe space complaint against them because they were aggressively nodding their heads. And then later, someone was complained against for raising their hand. I think often.
But is there a line that you would draw somewhere on the kind of debate that would not be appropriate to have? I mean, would you want a university to be a safe space from having a debate on whether the Holocaust happened?
Well, no, I think that'd be perfectly fine to go ahead, as long as people could turn up and fight against the bad ideas. I mean, the truth does not fear investigation, and students shouldn't hide away from bad ideas. They should fight them.
Charlie Peters and Rehan Mansour, thank you both very much. You can listen to more free content from the Today programme by going to www.bbc.co.uk/today.